The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
It's another hour of What's on Your Mind. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon along with Todd Mitchell, and I want to know what's on your mind. 800-228-0550. A few of you have called during the break. Chris, have you got those ready to roll? We can play a couple of those. We have Minnie in Minnesota waiting, and poor Larry from Beulah that wants to talk about the Bismarck Police Department has a terrible cell connection today, so we're still waiting for Larry to come back because he's really piqued our curiosity now, isn't he, on this issue with the Bismarck PD. I'm very interested in it. It sounds like he's from Bismarck. He just was up in Beulah calling in. But we solved that dilemma of why a guy from Beulah cared about the Bismarck PD, but now I'm curious about the issue, and he only got a few seconds into it, and we lost his cell call for cell connection. So anyway, that didn't work. So Larry, give us the ring back as well. And we have lines open behind Minnie as well, so 800-228-0550. We are looking for ideas on what kind of segments you'd like on this program on Fridays. We decided to put Normal or Nuts on the shelf for a while, and we've had some great suggestions so far. Feel Good Friday, Free Enterprise Friday, Obama Free Friday. It's a little tough to go Obama Free Friday, especially today, when the president himself will be speaking, although we wish he would have done it yesterday. He had a fundraiser to go to, but I'm not sure he should be telling jokes right after briefly, and I mean very briefly, discussing the Malaysian Airlines crash. You know, in a case like that, shouldn't the president cancel fundraisers? I mean, it just seems to me outrageous. John McCain went crazy on that yesterday, said that Obama was AWOL in the middle of this. You know, we have Russia shooting down planes, and he's joking.
Yeah, probably not the time when you're the president of the United States. Yeah, time to be a little bit more presidential than that.
But the caller wanted Obama Free Friday, so I guess I better, you know, honor that request. Minnie in Minnesota, you're next on the program. What's on your mind, Minnie?
Hi, love Blake Radio. Love your show. I do love that other guy's debate question idea. Love it, love it. If you could work that in somehow. I have three of them now. I had two, but while I was on hold a long time, I came up with another one. One would be Find It Friday, where it's like a trading post, a radio trading post, if you've ever listened to those shows, where someone wants to get rid of their paper cutter, and someone would love a paper cutter, then, you know, you can either call in with a I need or I want or I have to sell or I have to give away, that kind of thing. The other one would be a Fix It Friday, where it'd be kind of like someone could call in and say, yes, I broke my wrist. I need someone to walk my dog. I live in South Fargo or South Moorhead or North Moorhead. Just give the general area. And then, you know, your producer would get the phone number and just the phone number. And then, you know, if someone lives in South Moorhead and they love dogs and they can't have one and they'd like to help someone out, then they could call the producer and get the phone number and work out if they want to do this or not. It'd just be kind of like in a big, especially Fargo, well, Moorhead now too. Everybody's moving around so much. You don't know your neighbors. And I think that would be kind of helpful to give the general area without giving. And then the other one that I just thought of, and I don't have a title for it, that would be kind of, I can't think of one, but recipes, quick and easy recipes, nothing that would be laborious. But if someone has a favorite recipe that's super easy and economical or really healthy and easy, but easy would be the key word, because it would only take, you know, like, you know, you could memorize that. You wouldn't even have to write it down. It would be so easy usually. So just something like that, because I think everybody would like a quick and easy recipe for stuff. Anyway,
those ideas, especially, Minnie, if you'd be willing to concede a point on the final suggestion on the recipes.
Excuse me?
I said I love every one of the ideas. Add one little addendum to your third idea. On the,
what?
And that would be, they have to be for, would you be okay with that?
Be okay for what? You cut out.
Oh, that it would have to be for pie. That would be my own. Otherwise, you have me. You have me. Hello.
Well, okay. Pie. Yes, hand pies. Pies that you can make real quick and just use puff pastry and put some filling in and bake them and sprinkle something on them and some cinnamon and quick and easy recipes.
Minnie, great ideas. Thanks for calling. Do me a favor. Have you called the show before, Minnie?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, because we're thinking about First Timer Friday too for first time callers, and I didn't remember hearing your voice before. Glad you're listening. Where in Minnesota are you listening?
Thanks,
Benny. Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I don't think we had the best connection with Minnie because she was
on the phone here. No, not quite.
And appreciate her listening. We have a lot of listeners on AM 1100, the flag that get us all the way down to St. Cloud. Of course, K-Fire you can get everywhere, but appreciate Minnie listening on AM
1100. Hey, I got 1100 all the way down to Owatonna one time.
Yeah, it boomed. So, I've listened on 494 stuck in traffic, so it does get it booms down into Minnesota. So we appreciate very much all our Minnesota listeners as well. All right, it's not the blowtorch of K-Fire, but it's a pretty good like little brother, or little sister. Don't you think?
Think about the physics. Go back to physics class. Transmitters transmit their male. Radios receive their female. Think about that.
Okay, that's way above my pay grade. Larry in Beulah is back. Okay, and Larry, I understand you pulled over on a hill, so you have good reception, right?
I hope so. I hope so, guys. Actually, to clarify things, I live south of Riverdale. I'm working up by Beulah today, and I parked my semi in Bismarck, and I parked it on a residential street. And I parked it there Wednesday night, and I was having I needed to leave that truck there for a day, okay? Last night, somebody the Bismarck Police Department hung a warning for being there for over 48 hours. Now, it was not there for over 48 hours. Somebody apparently is using the police department to harass somebody else. Now, the last time I knew, if you file or you give false information to a law officer, it's a crime. And I called the police department to let them know that somebody had committed a crime by abusing the law and wasting their time and money and effort. And I had an officer on the phone. His name was Mitch. And he was really rather belligerent about it. He says, well, you didn't get cited. And I said, no, I didn't get cited. But somebody is using you guys for their own little
vendetta.
Yeah, and the fact remains is this. First of all, it's against the law, and even worse, it's against the law of our Lord. I am a Christian, and you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. And, I've had some run-ins with the law, and I'll tell you, I have never seen so much lying go on. And it seems like these people are ignorant to any common sense because they will take the liar, even though it's very evident and can be proven that they lie, and they let them get away with it. Now, we have a real problem in our society, in our world nowadays, with young people not having any respect for anything, the law, the people, the parents, or anything. How does it look? And I've had this happen up in the Underwood area, where your children try to tell the law the truth, but they go with the liar. It's very bad. And as a mayor, I would be concerned, the new mayor in Bismarck, I'd be concerned. Is our law enforcement being used to harass people? That's the thing is, the first time I would ever lie in a court of law, I would get slapped with perjury. But it seems like that they look for those people and they protect them and they encourage them nowadays. Very disappointed in Bismarck, very disappointed. Years back, I had, my wife had a car key. They told us they were too busy to investigate it. I just can't quite figure this out. I don't know. The guy told me I was cursing at him, and all I said was the acronym BS. It was BS. In other words, you know, full deal. He said I was cursing at him, and I was
Larry, sorry to interrupt, Larry. I just got one. Who are you saying is lying? The people that are tipping the police or the police?
No, the people that are telling the police that vehicle had been sitting there. But the police, instead of going back and saying, you committed a crime, you wasted our time, they'd rather argue with me.
Right, but here's what I don't understand. The police deal with people all day long that lie. They should be able to spot that a mile away and go, okay, you say, and let's figure this out. So I think what we need to do is get you hooked up with Mike Seminary, the new mayor of Bismarck, and just pose this very question to him. Let me see.
I can prove by scale tickets that truck was being used, and it was not there for 48 hours.
Hey, Larry, hang on a second, if you would. We'll get your information off the air and connect you up with the new mayor. Keith in Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind, 800-228-0550. Line's open.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Custom Bakken Chemistry, the latest sprayer technology, the best undercarriage wash in North Dakota, and two inside bays. You'll find it all 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash. What do truckers say about you, Megan? Why do they love the North Dakota Truck Wash so much?
We definitely are conveniently located behind Senex and Stanley, and we can guarantee short wait times, and we just have the chemistry down so then we can clean the truck efficiently.
South of the Pinnacle, Senex on the truck bypass, Stanley. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Did your grandpa teach you to fish too?
You made the hook. I'm not touching it.
Look how far I can cast, Grandpa.
You sure know a lot about fishing.
I caught a fish!
Whoa!
This was really fun. Can we do it again?
Gear up for a lifetime of memories. Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Remember when animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers who raise animals for food in our great state? There was one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, that decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices. And the measure passed with nearly 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress that made this country great. Learn more about all the Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your North Dakota Farm Bureau. Find out more at ndfb.org.
Hi, Mike Pence with Midas Resources Incorporated, Senior Monetary Specialist. With foreign countries going bankrupt and states within the United States going bankrupt, not to mention all the Ponzi schemes in the marketplace, do you think your money and investments are safe? Of course not. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. I can help answer any questions you have about protecting your money, whether it be personal possession or holding precious metals in an IRA. Gold carries a 6,000-year history. It is the only real and lasting money in the world. Cryptocurrencies have come and gone. Governments have toppled. The world map has changed many times, and yet gold still thrives in almost every country. Gold is the ultimate store of wealth. Central banks continue to maintain reserves of gold. Common sense begs the question, why? Let me help you answer that question. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. Call now, and I will send you free information on precious metals. Call Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181.
Mama, we're nuts. Say, why doesn't the EPA regulate the smoke and pollution from forest fires that they put, you know, all the junk they put in the air? They want to control everything else by regulations. And why aren't all those global climate change EPA government official wackos, political wackos, why aren't they out there with their filter bags to capture all that smoke?
This guy has the best laugh ever.
I
the
love
best
that laugh.
Laugh
we need
ever.
To save that laugh.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, we're going to put that down as a vote for keeping Normal or Nuts in the mix, at least. So, and maybe
well,
he
could also
be
qualify for Are You Kidding Me?
It could. You're right. It could. I'd like to make him our Normal or Nuts correspondent, and he could just do one on Friday at least.
Well, and if he can do something that could end on that laugh.
Yeah, it has to. That's the signature. That's the signature. Back to the phones at 800-228-0550. Keith in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi. My suggestion is, thank God it's Friday, and your listeners could call stuff they're thankful for.
That's a good one. Another solid suggestion, Keith. Thank God it's Friday, and tell us something you're thankful for. Because how often do we not take the time to say thanks to, you know, all kind of, I haven't talked to my mom all week. I better call her and say thanks, you know, Mom, for everything. And by the way, sorry, I haven't called all week, so it would remind me to do that. Anyway, good idea, Keith. We're going to add it to the mix, okay?
Thank you.
Welcome others as well at 800-228-0550. If you missed this, by the way, we're trying to come up with a new signature for Friday. Normal or Nuts getting a little tired, and so we've been asking for suggestions, and you've had some great ones today. Todd's going to decide before the end of the program what the winner is, and you know, boy, oh boy.
When did I start getting autonomy?
A lot of choices there. We started with A, B, or C. It's turned into about, I think we're to about W now, and who knows? We may get to Z. But anyway, also North Dakota Public Service Commissioner Julie Fedorchuk will join us at the bottom of the hour for a couple of minutes to talk pipeline development, rail safety, pipeline safety, energy reliability, and security in light of all these EPA regs. Speaking of EPA, Bernie and Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Take it away, Bernie.
Hey, I have to give you a pass for not knowing how to adverts track very well. I hear you from went to school in Montevideo at Sanford Elementary School. Is that correct?
It is indeed. Yep. No, wait a minute. Ramsey wasn't Sanford.
Yeah, you went to Ramsey.
Ramsey Elementary in Sanford was the middle school, wasn't it?
Yeah, you're right. Did you have Miss Keatsman for a teacher?
I don't remember Miss Keatsman. Keatsman with a K?
Yep. What year did you graduate? Did you graduate from Montevideo?
I did, 1983.
Geez, you're a few years after me.
Yeah.
And, I'm a 1974 graduate.
Do you know Mike Nathy?
You bet.
Yeah, Mike's a Bismarck Funeral Home, great guy. He's a Montevideo grad. So we have a growing amount of Mohawk alum that are running around North Dakota.
It's called Mohawks. It isn't that Thunderhawk thing as far as I'm concerned. But
yeah.
Wait a minute. They changed that. Why did they change that?
Why did they change the Fighting Sioux?
My high school was the Indians. I get why they changed that, but Mohawk, come on.
I'm a Mohawk forever, and I'm a Sioux forever. I'm going to take it to my grave, baby. I don't care.
They don't like punk rock? Is that the problem? Or?
There you go. Hey, matter of fact, I'm on my way back from my 40th reunion.
Oh,
that's what I'm doing
gosh.
Now. I'm driving,
wow.
Listening to you guys talk. So I always listen to you and hear you say Montevideo all the time. So I thought, well, I'll be a first-time caller and call in and give you some crap.
I'm glad you did, and I tell you what, I have two favorite teachers that stick with me to this day. Alan Johnsrud, who was my fifth grade teacher at Ramsey, and he still listens to the program. He lives in Rochester, Minnesota, and he listens on our AM 1100, believe it or not, and online. And he was my best teacher ever, fifth grade teacher. I'll never forget him. Second best was Claude Jook. Did you have either? Yeah, I mean, was an English teacher. He's passed away, rest his soul. But I tell you what, he made Shakespeare come alive. It was unbelievable. The guy was just a genius. It was really neat. So some neat teachers.
Yep.
Bernie, call again, okay? I love the
definitely do that.
Love you.
All right, have a good day, guys.
You bet. Take care. Travis on the road near Tioga, listening on KCJB. Travis, take it away. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's up, guys? I love your show.
Thanks.
I remember you guys were talking a little while ago that you guys were in Kenmare, and you were like, oh, the roads, you know, it's not as bad. People say it's bad. I just want to tell you, as someone who drives this road every day, the idiots that you see and the accidents that are abound, drive this road for a week, and I firmly believe your opinion will change.
No, wait a minute. Now,
Oh, go ahead.
No, tell me when you say this road, Travis, which one you're talking about.
Highway 2, man. The deadliest road in North Dakota.
Well, you know, we Kenmare to Stanley, I don't think we were on Highway 2 other than to cross it, okay? So that's number one. Number two, I've lived on Highway 2. I mean, literally, since about 1984, I've lived on Highway 2. 18 years in Grand Forks, and literally the last 2-3 years, I've between my life is 94, 83, and right. 2. So I get that, but I tell you what, it is today, in my view, Travis, 100 times better than it was a year ago, and 100 times better than it was 2 years ago. I don't deny there's still some pain points. I mean, I sat still in Newtown. I was west of east of Newtown last night, yesterday afternoon on the way down. On the way down to Dunn Center, I think I moved 4 miles in 45 minutes.
Yeah.
So I'm not denying.
It's either winter or road construction season. That's how North Dakota is, man.
It's part of what I call it is growing pains. They're growing pains. But the point is, it's not that way everywhere. Number one, and number two, it's getting better every single day. I mean, how long have you been out in the Bakken, Travis?
Oh, 4 years.
Compare.
I'm from Minot, so I've lived in Minot, staying here my whole life. So I know, I've seen the transition, but I get it.
Is it getting better? Is it getting better is my question.
Slowly but surely, yes, it is. Yeah. I do have to admit that.
I do think that somebody, whoever designed what's happening right now in that Newtown deal in 23 and also at 85 and 2. By Williston, should be fired. Whoever at the DOT said this is the best way for us to manage the construction should be fired. I don't know who that is, but it is awful.
Understand on 23 why they put passing lanes. Why not just make it a 4-lane road? I mean, you're going to eventually have to do it anyways. Like, but why don't they just go the entire way?
Before I get too say, I mean, walk a mile in their shoes. They are trying to do so much so fast with a short construction season, and it's difficult. But my only point is there are people that are sitting right now in, well, let's just go down 29. Grafton, okay. Grand Forks, Hillsboro, Fargo, Wahpeton, Kindred. They think, Travis, that if you drive Highway 2 from, say, Berthold to Williston, you're taking your life in your hands and you're likely to die. By driving, and that is not the truth. That's a Fargo Forum fantasy is what it is. I mean, so I think perspective's important, but I take your point. There are. I'm not being Pollyanna.
You don't think fantasy sell newspapers?
Yeah, I guess so. More coming up on What's in Your Mind. Travis, call again. Back to your calls after this. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Or our telephone numbers for a I would normally say at this point a normal or nuts Friday, but we've kind of decided to shelf normal or nuts and taking your suggestions on other themes for Friday's program from our listeners here on What's on Your Mind. And by the way, we appreciate very much the listeners who listen on 550 KFYR in Bismarck, 910 KCJB in Minot, KTGO 1090 radio in the Bakken, as well as AM 1100 the Flag, Fargo Moorhead. The listeners literally throughout five states and two Canadian provinces, thanks to our mothership. And but I tell you, there's a lot of folks like Chuck and Minot that listen to 910 KCJB, and a lot of folks in eastern North Dakota and western Minnesota that listen to AM 1100 the Flag, and you know, northwest North Dakota's KTGO has been a voice for how many years? KLTC in Dickinson, the program 1460 on AM runs the program later in the day that you get a chance to hear it. A lot of ways to listen to this program.
And then even later on K-Fire again, 7 till 9.
That's right. Don't forget, it replays 5:50, 7 to 9. A lot of folks listen to that. I ran into a guy last night from the Killdeer Mountain. Said he was his line was, "I listen intently," is what he said. And I said, "Wow, that's a compliment." And he said, "Well, I'll tell you another one." He said, I used to flip back and forth between you and Todd and that other guy. Not sure who he was talking about. But he said, "I gave it up." He's so negative. He said, 3 months ago, I just leave it right there on 550. I don't even turn it off. Listens in the Killdeer.
Nice.
And a lot of folks that say really appreciate the replay at night, too. So we appreciate you very much. And know if you're listening at night or on the KLTC replay, you can still call us, but you need to use a different number. And this is the 24/7 number because we still want to know what's on your mind, even if we can't share it with the listeners at that very moment. And that is 855-200-1776. All right, let's get Chuck and Minot in here. Go ahead, Chuck. What's on your mind?
Yes, good morning, Scott. I'd be interested to hear your answer to my question, to what I would like to say. To lighten the mood a little bit there, let's think for a moment. If you could pick anybody right now to be the president, who would you pick? Concerning all the negativity, who would you pick right now? If you could pick one person, for me, it'd be General Colin Powell. I think you'd be a wonderful, wonderful president. And I'd just be curious to see whom you would pick, if you could pick anybody.
Can I give you two, Chuck?
Sure, go ahead.
My heart tells me Rick Santorum. And for one reason, of all the presidential candidates in the last go-around, he was the one guy that got North Dakota. Mitt Romney tried to bring the Bakken to Fargo. He did a fly-in, drop-by, and Harold Hamm and Mitt Romney were together in Fargo, which is nice, but I mean, it was a drive-by. Okay.
Yeah.
Newt Gingrich said he was going to come, talked a good game on the air, never came. Rick Santorum was with Kathy Nesset and Ron Ness, and you know what? He didn't flap his lips once. He listened the entire time, and a whole host of folks. We were at Target Logistics in Tioga, and basically, he made me a promise that he'd come out. He did. He spent the time here. He was in Tioga at the high school. He was in Williston. He was in Fargo to a, you know, capacity crowd of 1,400 people, you know, days before the, it was around Valentine's Day of that cycle. So that's what my heart says. My gut tells me it's time for somebody nobody's heard of, for lack of a better term, and that'd probably be Dr. Ben Carson. When I say nobody, that's a lot of people, but he's not a household name by any stretch, but I love the man. And I think he's just what the doctor ordered there's a draft Ben Carson movement out there right now. So those would be two I'd pick, but, you know, that's almost a whole show, Chuck. So we'll save that for maybe a special Friday.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I thank you for your time. I thank you for what you do. You give just an average person like myself a brief moment to speak to everybody else and to bring a topic to the table. But I would personally like to, as we go through the days here, who would you like to be president? Who would you pick? You know, it'd be kind of neat to hear what people would say and why. It's an interesting way of looking at things. Thank you very much, Scott. You have a wonderful morning. Thanks.
Call again, Chuck. Appreciate it. So we'll see you at the fair. Looking forward to it. Julie Fedorchuk is our next guest. And Julie, like me, had the great honor of being in Dunn Center yesterday. For the Bakken Rocks Cookfest that really rocks. And there's some video clips that are going around that we're going to get up on our Facebook page today, both of Kenmare and of Dunn Center. You got to check those out, because if you were not there, you should have been. It was so fun. Welcome to the program, North Dakota Public Service Commissioner Julie Fedorchuk. Wasn't that fun, Julie?
Good morning, Scott. Yes, it was just a great event and really fun to see all the workers in that industry interacting with the community members and everybody kind of realizing we're all in this together and we all want good jobs and vibrant communities and a great quality of life. And I think it was just a really very positive, fun event.
I put a little post up on my Facebook page. It was a picture of you and our Lieutenant Governor, Drew Wrigley, visiting with a couple of folks. And here's the line I put on there. Our Lieutenant Governor, Drew Wrigley, and PSC Commissioner Julie Fedorchuk chatting with folks in Dunn Center at the Bakken Rocks Cookfest. And I put the following line. I'm searching for anyone from Dunn Center that thinks life isn't better here than ever. Lots of happy folks. And I cannot tell you, I mean, I heard a grumble here or there. That Continental Resources, I'm so tired of the, you know, some guy was mad because he had property within 500 feet of, you know, that mega pad, you know, that one of them that's out there, and that the lights were too bright, right? Well, I mean, if that's the worst thing, and this guy worked in the industry, he was, you know, very supportive of the industry, but that kind of was in his craw. But that, if that's the worst thing they can say, you know, I mean, I just my headline would be lots of happy folks. How about you?
Well, I talked to lots of people. One of the stories that I walked away from that was most inspiring to me was talking to Terry, Moe, and Jeff with Nuvera Company. I tweeted about this last night, and Nuvera Environmental Services. They employ 1,200 North Dakotans, and they talked about hiring 15 people a week and bringing people in from all over the country who are down and out, have no jobs, huge amount of debt. And they see every single day these transformative stories of people coming here, getting a job, and putting their whole family back on track. And it's really inspiring to hear those stories and to see how our state is providing hope, not just for our own state and our future here, but for so many people all over the country who want to work and support their families. It's really inspiring.
It sure is, and you're so right on Navarra, which, of course, formerly Power Fuels, Mark Johnsrud's company, and Terry is a leader there. I've been in Terry's office and Carrie next door, who just moved in there from Hess, and the team at Navarra. They're a great bunch of folks, and there's a group of folks that have been there, done that, that have done the housing thing, who understand that this really is about building better communities and getting their employees to have their families here, and that this is going to be here for a long, long time. So you're exactly right. They're good folks. And that story, what's amazing about what you hear in Dunn Center, Julie, is it's repeated over and over and over again, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, when Kathleen Norris came to the state recently and talked about her impressions of North Dakota now after the boom versus when she was here in the 90s, I believe, and wrote that, you know, the spiritual geography book that was so compelling and a book that I loved at the time. I want to go back and read it. And she was impressed that we've been able to maintain so much of our integrity and the quality of our state as it was then, despite all this growth. And she talked about how the people who are moving to North Dakota are going to be a good fit for this state because they're moving here because they want to work and they want to have jobs and they want to support their families. And that's what North Dakotans are all about. So I welcome these folks. I'm glad that we have so many new people to our state. I welcome them to our communities, and we're really pleased to have them part of this growing and vibrant economy and helping us work through the challenges that we know exist to make this a really wonderful industry to serve our state and our country for many, many decades.
By the way, we should invite her on as a guest on the program, shouldn't we, that author you're talking about?
I think she'd be interesting, yeah. I was intrigued by her comments and her impressions after coming back here post-boom.
Yeah, and where was she at? In Bismarck, did you say?
She was in Williston or Watford. She was someplace out west, and I just was reading about it. I didn't have an opportunity to go hear her talk, but I was reading the stories about her talk. And so, yeah, I would love to have her on this show so I could hear more of her impressions.
Would you send me that story when you have a second, and I'll post it on our Facebook page so others can read it as well? Because
I'd be happy to. Sounds
great. So speaking of those challenges, which ones keep you up at night these days?
Well, one of our biggest roles that we serve, we have several of them. We help oversee the development of pipeline infrastructure in North Dakota, transmission lines in particular. And we know that pipelines are the solution long term for making this industry very well situated in our state. Pipelines will help relieve traffic on the roads, help decrease the pressure on the rails. Everyone wants that. It'll help eliminate, you know, some of the dust and the commotion in general in our communities. So we're all about supporting the development of pipeline infrastructure in North Dakota and doing it with the highest possible standards so these lines serve our state well and protect the environment and also are managed safely and for the long term. So that's one of our big issues. We can come back to that if you'd like. And the second big one is power. We're short on power. Producing energy requires a lot of electricity, and we're seeing the demands out west, you know, skyrocket. Every time Basin Electric does a new load forecast, they realize that they vastly underestimated the previous load forecast, and so they just need more electricity generation, and so we're, you know, working to support them every way we can. The pure reality of it is a little more challenging than that used to be in this environment of carbon dioxide regulation. So one of our greatest sources for electricity generation is coal, and that's pretty much off the table today. And so fortunately, we have a lot of natural gas being produced in North Dakota, and that natural gas is going to be put to good use for the citizens of our state, fueling a lot of the new gas-fired electric generators that we're going to need to help support the growth in the industry and the growth in our communities and all these new residents as well.
North Dakota Public Service Commissioner Julie Fedorchuk with us on the program. If you have a question or comment for her, it's certainly welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or emails, welcome studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I do have an email for you that I want to get to, but we're coming up against a break. Can you stay with us through the break, Julie?
I'd be happy to. Thanks.
Okay, hang on. If you would, Julie Fedorchuk with us. We'll continue on the other side of the break. And before we end, we only have a five-minute segment. Next segment, before we end, Todd's got to choose which of the new Friday themes are going to be the deal.
Yeah, I know. I'll choose. I'll put it all on me. That's fine.
Right, come on, next, 800-228-0550 on What's On Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Agricultural Weather Network, or NDON, provides current, accurate, detailed weather data for North Dakota. It consists of more than 70 automated weather stations across North Dakota and border regions of surrounding states. Weather data is retrieved daily from each station, checked for validity, and made available early each morning on the NDON website, ndon.ndsu.nodac.edu. This website provides current weather data necessary for the development of and operational use of various crop, insect, and disease development models to help soybean farmers make timely decisions to keep crops healthy and increase their yield. The North Dakota Soybean Council encourages all soybean farmers to check out the NDON website.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercourt Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercourt building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercourtbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, proflowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Sue from Minot, and I wondered what you thought of Quintana's singing, and I hadn't heard that response today. Haven't heard the whole show either. I guess that's why. And also, I think that you should consider Thank God It's Dakota, where everyone would call in with something good about our state because, yeah, we're hearing a lot of negatives about the place. And that's about it. Bye.
Sue and Minot, let me answer your first question. I had not got to it, but thank you for reminding me. Quintana was unbelievable. I didn't get a chance to meet her. I met her mom and her dad. Her dad's name is Jonas, and her baby daughter, who was just beautiful with blue eyes. Actually, Doug Goring introduced me to Quintana, and I think Doug said that she's going to be performing at an event he has with some, visiting folks coming into the state that he's working on organizing, and he also talked about getting her CDs to the Pride of Dakota network, and was really helpful with the family. So Doug actually introduced me to Quintana, our ag commissioner, there yesterday, right before he gave out the awards for the events. But she was amazing. So to answer your question, she's great, great homegrown talent, so that was fantastic. Back with Julie Fedorchuk, who is the public service, one of three public service commission members, or actually were two of the three there last night. Brian Kulk was not there, but I did see Randy Christman and Julie on stage, along with our Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley and Doug Goring, and handing out the Cookfest Awards. So I mentioned the email question for you here. Let me see. It is from Tom. Tom says, how does your leadership stack up against your opponent who has been touting his plans for pipelines and railroads? Talk in November here, obviously, Julie, but what's your answer?
Oh, well, I appreciate that question from Tom. I would say that my leadership stacks up very well. In fact, I would argue that I'm actually leading and he's just talking. He's come up with some plans with some clever acronyms that, you know, address some pipeline safety issues and rail safety. The reality is on the commission, we've been consistently working for the last 5 years, and I've been on for a year and a half, working to make our processes on pipeline safety and regulations to improve them so this infrastructure can work for our communities and our state for many years to come. We've added construction inspectors to the process. We've tweaked some of the regulatory processes for making changes so that to the routes so that they can be built faster. We pushed the companies to have stop valves and to have pressure detectors and all the latest and greatest technology for monitoring these lines once they're constructed and covered up. So we've been working very hard on that that effort, and we'll continue to every day. That's the reality of this dynamic economy. Is it requires you to be nimble and quick, and to be constantly looking at how can you improve the process.
Sure,
that's why I pursued the rail safety too, and we'll have a plan for adding safety inspectors that are state-based safety inspectors to provide additional support to the feds, who this is their main responsibility, and to monitor the rails for safety and make sure that industry is operating and protecting the public as well as we can.
And by the way, my apologies, that was Dave that sent the email, not Tom. Had that one wrong. Different one here from Tom on rail safety we'll get to in a moment, but let's quickly go to Kristen and Mandan, and we literally have half a minute for your question for Julie Fedorchuk. Kristen, if you'd hurry, go ahead. Thanks.
Hey, Commissioner Fedorchuk, this kind of goes off your last answer, but I was just curious. So you've had 2 years to serve on the committee. Are there any specific projects that you want to continue if you're reelected?
And if you don't mind, Julie, just about a half minute answer, and we'll pick up the next time we have you on the program. So just quickly, if you could. Thanks, Kristen.
Absolutely. Thank you, Kristen. Again, want to continue approving projects efficiently and rapidly so that they can be implemented and we can get this infrastructure out there to serve the communities in a safe and effective way. So that's the main priority, but also improving the safety of our pipelines and our rail system as much as we can to help support those efforts. Those are two big priorities. And then remaining as accessible as possible and open and transparent to the public so they feel like they have connection and they have a voice through the Public Service Commission. Those are my main priorities and objectives that I've tried to start and will continue to pursue after November and in the remaining 2 years of this term, if the voters grant me the honor to continue serving them.
Okay, last question, final question, real quick answer. Will you forgive me for calling you Julie Fedorchuk the entire show yesterday before I finally figured out that I was using... I was calling you Julie Liffrig. I was calling you by your maiden name rather than your married name. So will you forgive me for that?
Of course. You know, sometimes when you hear your maiden name, it actually feels kind of nice because it's a name I had for 30-some years. So I forgive you, Scott.
Absolutely. All right. We'll have you back, Julie. Thanks for the time. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Public
Bye-bye.
Service Commissioner Julie Fedorchuk, not Liffrig. Well, Julie Liffrig Fedorchuk, but she's, you know. Anyway, Todd, A, B, or C, D, all of the above, Z, what's going to be your answer?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Are
you kidding me?
Should we carry this over till next Friday so we can decide?
No, that's my decision.
Oh, your decision is, I get it. That was like C, I think.
That can be all-encompassing.
It is.
But it doesn't necessarily have to preclude somebody from, you know, a nice feel-good kind of story on a Friday. That can certainly happen.
Now, here, folks, the show has to end in a few seconds, but the good news is it really can go 24/7. So if you want to tell us, your feedback on Todd's answer here on Are You Kidding Me? Is that the one? Or you think some of the others? I'm with you. 855-200-1776. Press 1. Leave your comment.
Here comes the avalanche, everybody.
One last email. Where do I get WeFest tickets? Well, if you want them on a discount, flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com, they're like 25% off, but there's not many left. So that's my quick answer on WeFest tickets. There are still some available. Some people think it's sold out not so fast. God bless you, folks. See you Monday.
The Pinnacle Travel Plazas are your one-stop shop for everything you need in North Dakota. If you're headed to the Bakken, get to know the best. Pinnacle, serving excellence, right off Highway 2 in Stanley and just north of 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Whether you're in oil or in the soil, they've got what you need. And the Bakken's best business center is now located in the Tioga Pinnacle Travel Center, just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40. You can copy, email, scan, fax, or print anything from business cards to blueprints. They have a plotter printer with a big, large format for blueprints and large photos or posters, too. Binding services, office supplies, and you can ship UPS, United States Post Office, and FedEx. It's a clean jeans laundry drop site, and send money home with MoneyGram, too. It's the Bakken's best business center. At the Pinnacle Travel Plaza in Tioga, north of Highway 2 on Highway 40. Pinnacle, serving excellence. And tell them Scott sent you.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I'm Dr. Bradley Keel, chiropractic physician in Blaine, Minnesota. At Corrective Care Chiropractic, we strive to restore and maintain health through natural methods. Chiropractic to optimize nervous system function and nutrition to supply the body with the raw materials needed for healing. Call 763-755-0100 or on the web at ccchiro.com. We want to assist you in reaching your health and wellness goals. That's 763-755-0100 or cccchiro.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.